Because, you know, when everyone wanted to go to Rick's Creek because everyone wants that little palm tree on their chest. You know? There's not many places around they've got a palm tree on their chest, you know. What an insignia, a great place. It was legendary to be a good, great place to work. And in those back in those days when there was general strikes around the valley, Rick's Creek was always didn't go on strike because they had sort of an agreement with the owners that they were all happy, you know. Mm-hmm. So we'd go there sometimes and look, see what's going on, watch the places work and that sort of stuff. And you'd be talking to the blokes and you'd, yes, it seems pretty good. It's a very small operation, mm-hmm. but it was a good, friendly crew, you know. Mm. And when you hear about the people that have been there for, some of their people have been there for 30-odd years, you know,
yeah,
unheard
yeah.
of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of the best things about Rick's Creek, the first thing I know when I came today was about the first meeting I went to, Gary Bailey, the manager, was making the coffee. I thought, well, bugger me, that'll do me. He's the manager. It didn't matter who. It wasn't always Gary's job. It was the deputy manager or me or anyone. We'd be making the coffees, you know. Yeah. We'd sit down and we'd have a bit of a joke and we'd have a bit of there were serious things conveyed to each other about what we needed to do. But it was certainly a lot more lighthearted than the ones that I was remembering from some of the bigger pits I'd been in.
Yeah,
it was much more enjoyable.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it was true. There was certainly a little bit of the palm tree on the chest was warranted, you know, with the way they treated people, you know.
Yes, yes. Yeah, there was a relaxed. Yeah,
it really was a really relaxed, and that sort of conducive to, you know, you sort of, you grew a bit of more ownership than what you normally would do some of the bigger places, you know.